Estás escuchando el Touchdown a través del Sol Deportes 1580, el Sol 107.9, la aplicación radio.com. Te saluda Juan, el poderoso Romero. Conmigo, The Real DJ Fatboy. Feliz, feliz, feliz. El hombre está feliz.
Eso sí, después de la semana pasada que, man, I was down. pero, it was a good gane ese domingo. Vamos a hablar sobre eso. En, a mi lado izquierdo tengo a Mr. Dale, que también ganaron sus Rams.
Yes, yeah. Finally. Wow. Yes, yes.
It was against the Falcons.
No. I mean, tiene que pensar.
Still a win. You're right, you're right. I'm still celebrating the Redskins win against the Dolphins.
I was going to say.
Vamos a hablar de los Rams, de los Cowboys. Rey no está aquí ahora, está viajando el hombre, so no vamos a hablar de los Broncos mucho. Vamos a analizar los equipos que están sorprendiendo en la liga un poco. Yo creo que ya es hora de que se merecen su respeto. Y por supuesto vamos a empezar con los Redskins. Los Redskins, ¿qué se puede decir? Derrota pésima para el equipo, la ofensiva, que solo pudo conseguir 150 yardas total de ofensiva. O sea, por aire y por tierra. Sí. Después de un comienzo que mostró promesa, ¿verdad, Manuel? Ya cuando estábamos ahí en el estadio, Adrian Peterson, 11 straight runs entre Adrian Peterson y Smallwood just to miss that field goal.
Se miraba bien.
Cuando perdieron ese field goal, like, that's the kind of day it's going to be. Yeah. Ahí va a ser.
La lluvia tampoco no les ayudó, recuérdate. Not even the 49ers really could do anything.
Right, so la mejor defensa de Washington fue la lluvia.
Los dos equipos perdieron un gol de campo, sí. They kept it even.
Sí.
So, I mean, to be honest.
It was 0-0 to what, the third quarter?
Yes. It was 0-0 deep into the third quarter. Yeah. Luego los Redskins interceptaron el pase de Garoppolo. Y luego pasa
and then they made a run down.
They made a run down. I was hoping. I put it on the Skins. Yo quería que ellos ganaran. Because the 49ers están en mi division. So dije yo, si fue...
They had a chance.
If the Skins would have used the rain to their advantage, as they did majority of the game, they would have won.
La cosa es que un equipo hizo jugadas por aire, y fue San Francisco. Lo suficiente. They only had 150 yards passing, but that was enough. O sea, eso era lo suficiente para eliminar a los Redskins. Tres field goals, tres goles de campo para... el Kyle Shanahan, que venía aquí a darle golpe a Washington, darle golpe a los Redskins, a los dueños, y pues 9-0, no creo que se fue muy satisfecho él, pero igual, la victoria es la victoria, eso es lo que cuenta. Ahora aquí, Washington, quick week, quick turnaround, tienen que ir a jugar a Minnesota contra los vikingos, contra los Vikings, Kirk Cousins, Stephon Diggs, no Thielen though, looks like Thielen no va a estar jugando, pero de igual manera es una amenaza de los dos lados, de por tierra y por aire, el equipo de Minnesota, más que va a ser partido de revancha para Kirk Cousins. Sabemos que Kirk Cousins va a salir motivado. Este fue el equipo que no le mostró el respeto desde su primer año, que fue titular, que fue el 2015. 2016 le pusieron el franchise tag, no le quisieron ofrecer un contrato largo. 2017 le pusieron otro franchise tag. Y eventualmente ya fue muy caro el precio que él quería cuando ya los Redskins vinieron a la mesa. O sea, no me diste oportunidad en el 2015, ahora te voy a cobrar todo y hasta más. Si quieres que yo me quede aquí, y pues los Redskins dijeron que no.
Gotta have that
tax on it, man. Always, man.
I mean, he bet on himself and he won.
Yeah. And he won.
And he's on a good team. Y ahora está... Empezó la temporada medio dudoso, como empezó, especialmente que los receptores querían que los cambiaran a otro lado. Pero ya desde ese entonces, él ha jugado... maravilloso.
Sí.
Y no estamos hablando de defensas malas, estamos hablando de defensas más o menos que han mostrado algo en esta temporada, so que no vayan a decir que es un fluke.
Que son equipos that are still in the fight.
Right. Yeah. Regresando más a los Redskins, Case Keenum. I mean, si tenemos miedo de lo que va a hacer Dwayne Haskins allá afuera en el terreno de juego, how much worse can it get than what Case Keenum was doing? O sea, okay, 9 out of 12 passing. He completed 75% of his passes para 54 yardas. O sea...
Eso iba a lo que... That's what I was going to say. Le iba a decir, how much worse can it get than that?
Exactamente. How much... I know it was raining. Pueden darme la excusa que estaba lloviendo, estaba feo. I mean, me and Fatboy know first hand que estaba feo esa caminada que hicimos ese domingo. pero por favor, o sea, it looked like his passes, he would push the passes because he couldn't grip the ball. I feel like what it was. Hasta tenía un guante en la otra mano como estilo, Roethlisberger that does
that. Yeah, Roethlisberger has a left hand. Yeah.
Pero de igual manera no le ayudaba. It's too predictable, the offense right now con Case Keenum. Si te fijas, I know San Francisco saw the tape. O sea, they saw the tape de cuando entra el número 15, cuando entra Sims, it's going to be a reverse or a jet sweep to him.
They know
bam,
it.
Bam, they were right there. The three times that they did it, bam, the deep end right there. Adrian Peterson played he played like hell, you know. Él es un guerrero. We know he's going to battle. He likes that he got 20 carries.
Pero it doesn't do it. He's been asking for it.
But it doesn't get the job done because your margin for error, o sea, se limita.
Exacto.
Con una penalidad, con un gol de campo que fallas, you're back at zero. And without that big play threat, que no lo usaron, which was Terry McLaurin, you're going to have to be perfect todas las jugadas hasta llegar a la línea de anotación.
Tenían que tres offensive penalties.
Yes.
Back to back to back.
Yeah, básicamente back to back to back. Y fíjate que they got bailed out porque le salvó un roughing the passer en esa serie.
Y todavía con eso, it's como dijo Juan, the margin for error is very, very small.
Right. Cuando tenés que marchar jugada tras jugada, if you're averaging 4, 3, 4, 5 yards a play, it's going to be 15, 16 play drives que tú tienes que estar perfecto, ¿me entendés? You can't mess up. And if you don't do it, then you're back behind the chains otra vez. So, para mí, no sé. Bueno, esta semana entiendo por qué no van a poner a Dwayne Haskins. A short week, no lo van a poner.
Short week, right.
Pero contra Buffalo en 10 días, antes del bye week, why not?
Posiblemente. It could.
Why
it could.
Not?
If
why
not? Not? If not, ¿con después chance? Del bye week, because va a tener 2 whole weeks para prepararse.
Look, estaba feo el domingo. Y yo esperaba menos gente de lo que llegaron.
Yeah.
To be reality.
No, pero había más aficionados de los 49ers.
No, I feel like it was 50-50. Claro. I feel like it was 50-50. Pero igual, it's still embarrassing. Pero contra los Jets, they're a losing team. No es que ellos van a tener un montón de aficionados también, like San Francisco. It's going to be a lot of Jets fans. Pero si tú quieres que gente llegue a tu estadio, you might have to put Haskins in just to get people to come for your side, ¿me entendés?
You're right about that, yes.
Porque eso es lo único que tenemos ahorita el resto de la temporada. That's it.
It's the hope of Haskins.
It's the hope of Haskins.
The hope of Haskins.
No.
Hashtag that. Hashtag that.
Hope for Haskins.
Hope for Haskins. Porque la cosa es si los Redskins termina la temporada doing good with Haskins, it's going to be a build and momentum for next season with Haskins.
Ahora, I can see that.
Mira. Conspiracy theory right here en mi mente. Alex Smith fue visto tirando pases largos off of the training camp, after a practice field estos días.
No.
Could it be possible?
No.
Que el otro año, que todavía estaba bajo contrato de Alex Smith, if you want him, Dwayne Haskins sits again another year atrás de Alex Smith?
¿Pero tú crees que lo cambian a Alex Smith?
I mean, to be...
Así, that soon?
What do you mean, cambian?
Temprano? I mean, it's been only a year. You basically...
No, I'm talking about for next year, not this year.
No, okay.
Next year.
What I'm trying to say is that he's already que ya lo están viendo with that motion with the football. So qué pasa? Do you start Haskins even if you have Alex Smith ready to come back in?
No, I'm not saying
si va a jugar o no.
No, I know.
But in my head, I'm thinking it's setting up. If they don't let him play this year, if they say this is his redshirt year. Y si el otro año está saludable ya, está listo, está sano, Alex Smith, it could be a QB battle at training camp between Alex Smith and Dwayne Haskins.
No, but I totally forgot about Alex Smith. Yo se me había olvidado. I said, there's no way.
No, because everybody said que tuvo 17 operaciones, vi que tuvo 17 operaciones en total to repair his leg después de infecciones y todo eso.
Todo eso.
Wow.
If he wants to come back, hey, man, more power to him.
That's a big hit, though.
But,
you know?
Geez, if you really bench Haskins otro año más, then I feel like it's a wasted pick.
So, para ti, tú dices, might as well use him now, since that is a possibility
next season? Either way, you're going to be top 5 pick, no matter what. You're going to finish entre los peores 5 equipos en la liga. Mm-hmm. Tú tienes que saber si en verdad estás comprometido con Haskins. If you really, if, si inteligentemente usaron el pick o si fue porque simplemente fue el amigo del hijo del dueño. Because that's what the rumors are, que el dueño, el hijo lo quería porque iban a high school together. Oh, wow. So, so if that's the case. If
this is business, man, not friendship.
If you really fully invested with Dwayne Haskins, you need to see what he's got. And doesn't matter if he doesn't. Look, esa línea ofensiva, por más que dijeron que iba a ser malísima, it's not that bad, actually, to be honest with you. Sí pasan diferentes jugadas aquí para allá, pero no se ve la diferencia como que si, oh, the quarterback's getting killed back there.
Yeah, no, it's just, okay. You're right about that.
So, let him play.
I agree with you.
Let him play a full game. Let him play a full game.
A full half season. Okay. A full half season. What else is there for? I don't care about Keenum. He's only here for a year.
Yeah,
that is true.
No va a ganar partidos. We're out of the playoff race. I mean, mathematically, we're not, but we're out.
Mathematically,
if he goes out there,
we're still in. But
if he goes out there and loses, it's the same as Keenum goes out and losing. Actually, it's better because Keenum.
Keenum is done.
Like he's not. No está en nuestros planes, Keenum. Supposedly, Haskins is our guy. So. We got to see what we got. If you got
he's
a top
your guy
five pick,
after your guy, which is Alex Smith, right now.
You know, thinking, Alex Smith, I don't know if he wants to come back. I would rather him let, he could just stay. He could stay here with the organization, make his $20 million. If he wants to coach the quarterbacks, that's fine. $20 million QB coach, basically. But yeah. If it comes to you want to have Alex Smith next year and then draft another guy to be a project behind him, then you're going to have to trade Haskins. But only people going to like Haskins if he's played.
Yeah, that is true.
If you keep him on the bench under wraps, people going to be like, man,
no
sé
qué tiene. No tiene nada.
El hombre. O sea, no puede jugar. He can't even beat out Keenum and Colt McCoy to get a start. So that's my inquiry right now with the Redskins. The only thing de verdad que tenemos para esta temporada es el quarterback. Ahorita, entre una semana, se va a acabar todo el drama de Trent Williams, que si lo van a cambiar o no. Obviamente, the Redskins are taking a lot of heat, o sea, por no cambiar a Trent Williams. Y según los reportes, no quieren hacerlo hasta el final del año. Pero algo en mi mente me dice que at the last minute, they're going to trade him. Because you see what happened today? New England sent a second round pick to Atlanta for Sanu.
Pero la cosa es... Are they going to get as much as Trent Williams is actually worth? Eso es la cosa.
I mean,
we only know as of last season.
La semana pasada te estaba mandando yo reportes de Cleveland que ya iba a pasar, que ya estaban hablando. Luego el GM de Cleveland dijo en una entrevista, está en público, it takes two to tango. O sea, we've been calling Bruce and Redskins management every week, but they at the moment they always say no. We don't know what Cleveland's offering. Maybe they're offering something BS. What happens if Cleveland then at the last minute, all right, we'll give you two first rounders or two or a first rounder and whatever. Then is if I think if the offer is good enough,
they'll do it.
They'll do it.
So it must be trash. That offer must be
trash. I mean, for me, because New England's second round pick is really like a third round pick because they're so late in the draft.
Yeah.
Y según lo que dijeron el fin de semana, that Bruce Allen's logic behind it is that he doesn't know what draft picks are coming back to him right now. That's dumb. Because then al final del año.
But then if you pick up those draft picks, then you know exactly where you're going to start from.
Right.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Y el riesgo ahorita es que si Trent Williams, if he wants to just to mess with the team, he could come back and report to camp and casualmente be injured and miss the season, and he'll accrue a season. He'll accrue a season. That means that next year, it'll be a whole wasted year. He'll enter next year with only 1 year left. A cambio ahorita, if he misses the whole season, he has 2 years left on his contract, and he's more attractive. But if he only has 1 year left, less money that people are going to make, less pick that people are going to send back to you. So... you know what it is, man. Redskins drama already. This early, man, I'm
it's
used
a
to.
Lot.
Yo it's estoy a acostumbrado a que la temporada se acabe, like growing up, my birthday. Mid-November, that's how I knew it was over. If I had a sad birthday, it means it's the Redskins, because that's how it usually is.
It's not even Halloween.
But it's not even Halloween, and the season's over. Man. ¿Qué más? Hey, los Redskins no han ganado un partido en FedEx Field desde que ganaron a los Cowboys el octubre pasado. That's pretty sad. The only chance to get a home win, I think, this year is going to be the Jets.
Que the vienen, Jets, let's hope.
Que vienen en,
el 17.
El 17. Y tal vez los Giants, si han caído, ya que Daniel Jones, he's coming back to earth a little bit. Pero igual, Redskins, 1-6, looks like they're on their way to 1-7. Y luego tienen que ir a jugar contra un equipo that's feisty, that's Buffalo. It's
Buffalo,
a long road.
Buffalo
it's
is a long road. It's not an easy team.
All right, vamos con los Rams o con los Cowboys? ¿Con quién?
Go with the Rams. Go with the Rams.
Go with the Rams?
Man.
What you see down in ATL? Who's good for y'all?
Mira. Lo que le quiero decir es esto. So, let's start with the trades. Trades that happened.
Let's talk about the trades,
because me recuerdas de la semana pasada, we did the show a day before. And, well, the same night, right?
Yeah.
The same
la misma night. Noche,
la misma noche. So, we got Jalen Ramsey in the backfield. We traded Marcus Peters for Nick Young from the Ravens. And then we got for two first-round picks, we got Austin Corbett, which is, I believe, Austin Lineman. And so, the reason why we got Kenny Young is because we have Clay Matthews in the IR right now. So I understand that. Yo vi por qué lo hicieron. Pero we're not going to get first-round picks for 5 years. So that's kind of out the door. ¿Qué más?
Yeah, pero la cosa es, you guys have a good solid team.
We have
team,
a good solid team.
Y ahora con eso, now you guys have depth.
Yes, we do.
Just in case.
But our offensive line, no está, it's not there yet. Eso, ¿por qué gastaron todo este tiempo, todo este dinero on the backfield? Because yo entiendo we're losing key players, pero our offensive line, nobody's guarding Goff the way it was last season. Ahora, we have other players que no están ahí, pero ganamos. But we really didn't win. Not the way the Rams you normally win.
Mm.
Offensively, Cooper Kupp really didn't shine. Brandon Cooks really didn't shine. Our only shine was Everett and our defense.
¿Próximo rival de ustedes?
The Bengals. I'm not worried about that.
Sure it's Bengals?
Yeah. The Bengals.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Cincinnati this week coming up.
Okay.
I'm not going to be concerned until we got to play Baltimore.
Oh, man.
That's
Vamos a hablar de Baltimore un poquito más adelante.
That's going to be a tough one.
I mean, thank you for the win. Gracias for the win, Rams. Thank you. Let's go, Ram. Ram house all day. And
¿Cómo ve a San Francisco? Vulnerable que Redskins.
No. Así como jugaron, no había nada ofensivo.
I mean, let's be real.
It was against the Redskins.
Con
and
esa
I mean,
lluvia, like...
Sí, yo entiendo. La temporada del juego cambia todo. Pero 9-0, a team coming 6-0, it's not... I mean, that's basically putting the Patriots along with the Redskins. And, you know, if it wasn't for a weather situation, it'd be off.
No voy a decir que ellos me convencieron todavía.
No.
Pero we have to respect the fact que están 6-0.
It's all under 20 points.
To be honest
games.
With you, San Francisco's offense is their running game and Kittle.
That's it.
I don't see the receivers.
Dante
no
Pérez
threat.
No coge nada.
They're
they
no
have
threat.
Chris Godwin no hace nada.
We're
tampoco.
Talking right now about a 6-0 team, but I'm just saying. Pero entonces, y los Seahawks cayeron ante Baltimore. Bueno,
sí,
para ustedes, entonces.
Sí.
So.
I mean, it doesn't put us in second place yet, but we're still in third, so es lo bueno.
It means that they're human.
Yes.
Okay. Cowboys! Hey, look at them over there.
Man, if you guys can see my smile right now. Yeah. I love the grins. I got a smile from ear to ear.
Ear to ear, baby.
I mean, como lo dije, ese era un partido que los Cowboys tenían que ganar y they went out and they made a statement.
Yeah.
Especialmente que el head coach de los Eagles dijo, we're going to go down to Dallas y vamos a ganar. Basically, guaranteeing a win. So yo creo con él decir eso, it motivated our guys even more. Porque ellos ya sabían... We cannot lose this game against Philadelphia. Ya van tres partidos que hemos perdido. The last game we lost against the Jets. You know, pero teníamos lesiones and we had key players out. This week, nuestra defensa came out and just balled.
Yeah.
It was two turnovers immediately. Dak, he did his thing. Tyrone Smith is back. Collins, que son nuestros tackles.
Tackles.
They're back.
Amari Cooper was questionable until the game started, but he...
But even though that he didn't do a lot, like, that's still... You have to respect Amari Cooper.
Es so la amenaza to, de Cooper, ¿me entiendes?
Exacto. You know, like, Dak, con ese play to Randall Cobb over the middle, get on. He checked out of the original play because there was no safety. That was a good veteran call by a quarterback, by a young quarterback.
Yo creo que es un confidence boost para
eso
Dak.
Sí. Eso sí.
Especialmente que había bastantes críticas fuertes contra él. Había tenido su peor partido, creo yo, contra los Jets.
Y también que la gente decía, oh, we haven't beat a real team.
Right.
Well, we came out and we spanked a real team.
I wouldn't say a spank. I wouldn't. Well, I mean,
they did spank them.
They did spank them, but I mean, it's the Eagles. The Eagles haven't been great. And then, I mean, it's a divisional game. It puts you guys above. Win is a win.
I mean, but
a real
team.
We're talking about
un equipo that doesn't have a losing record, that actually has weapons on the teams. Yes, they didn't have DeSean Jackson out there.
Right.
But still, though, I mean, yo creo que, like Carson Wentz, he is a good quarterback. The Philadelphia Eagles have a good solid
team. Pero he's always running for his life is what I see now. Siempre está corriendo porque no tiene protección y tiene una de las mejores ofensivas. No sé qué pasa ahí con Philly. Ertz, he's on my fantasy team and he's letting me down all the time.
They use their second, they use Goddard.
They don't, you know, Alshon Jeffrey, hay reportes que dicen que están en contra de Wentz, que él ha mucha fama. Justina Andrews came out with a report that an anonymous source, un jugador, they think it's Alshon Jeffrey that did it.
Well, Wentz part of the tabloids, man. He's got it all, dude.
I mean,
he's got it all today.
You gotta read up. And it's crazy because, I mean, for me, I thought they were going to win the division. Y están así, the secundaria is still a mess. They got a bunch of injuries.
Yeah.
La defensa es un desmadre ahorita también. Increíble cómo han caído Philadelphia.
Scandrick got fired. He got let go.
Oh, that's right. He got let go
yesterday.
¿Quién?
Scandrick.
Orlando Scandrick.
Yep. Okay. Orlando Scandrick, ex-Cowboy. The next day they let him go because of that play that who was it? I think it was Gallup or Tavon Austin.
Mm. I think it was Austin.
Esta semana con quién juega los Cowboys?
We have a bye week.
It's a bye week.
Bye week. So it was
su próximo rival. Is it New England?
No.
I know New England got some tough games coming up. Yo creo que contra Baltimore, ustedes, Eagles, somewhere along the road.
Let me check right now.
Cowboys play the Giants next.
The Giants. And then it's the Patriots.
Yeah, okay. And then it's the Patriots.
Right, then it's the Patriots.
Then they play us in December. It's okay. They play us in December. We're stretching.
We play the rest in December, too.
We're stretching, baby. We're stretching.
All right. Vamos a analizar un poquito más de la NFL y también los partidos, los pronósticos para esta semana. Está escuchando el touchdown.
Can we talk about the Chiefs right now?
The Chiefs, yeah, the Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Hold on, okay. 1, 2, 3. Está escuchando el touchdown por el Sol 107.9. También el Sol Deportes 1580. Juan, el poderoso Romero, Mr. Dale, the real DJ Fatboy, aquí analizando acción de la NFL. Vamos a ir marchando y analizar un poquito del resto de la NFL. El jueves por la noche, el equipo de Rey perdió embarrassingly ante los Kansas City Chiefs. Joe Flacco looked a mess.
Pero, throw him away, para la basura.
Rey, si estás escuchando, vota a Flacco, por favor.
Pick up Case Keenum again.
Ahora.
He did better.
Yeah. Te mandamos a Case Keenum.
Oye, I've heard a trade situation with Emmanuel Sanders. That's what I came hearing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, they're trying to take away Emmanuel Sanders, but then who are they going to have?
Oh, wow.
Who's the...
Pero la verdadera noticia de ese partido fue la lesión al posible candidato MVP,
Mahomes.
Sí.
No era su tobillo que por... El ejemplo, pensábamos que lo que tenía lesionado antes, ¿va? Eso es lo que tenía lesionado antes, fue la rodilla.
Dislocated kneecap.
Sí.
3 semanas.
Como que se vio
semanas.
Que la media se la recolocó otra vez.
En la cancha.
A mí, milagro que no causó mucho daño él mismo haciendo eso, pero reports are 3 to 5 weeks, could be sooner.
Sí, pero la pregunta es esta ahora. Should the Raiders go crazy and try to win and take the number one spot? Because Kansas City has two tough teams they're playing in next
week. Kansas City, con el backup quarterback, porque Patrick Mahomes left in the second quarter. So
right.
Yo pensaba, honestly speaking, que los Broncos were going to take advantage of that. But Patrick Mahomes was out.
I mean, they were running McCoy the majority of the game in the second half. Pero,
I know, but what does that tell you?
No,
that
pero
even though with Patrick Mahomes out, they were still able to keep putting up numbers and they kept the flow going.
But you're forgetting the most important thing, Fatboy. era contra los Broncos.
And also tiene que pensar, that's not Teddy Bridgewater sitting in second hand. This is, what is his name, Moore? Last name Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah, Moore. I think.
I mean, 117 yards, one touchdown?
Against the Broncos.
Un mariscal nuevo que you don't got tape against them. Now people are going to have that tape to study. Claro. What is Kansas City going to do now? It's not going to be the same Mahomes show, ¿me entiendes?
They're playing Minnesota. La próxima, esta right. semana que viene, Minnesota.
Aspecto a los Raiders, la pregunta que tú preguntaste, dale, they got to figure out their own problems because, en realidad, I know Green Bay's tough, pero no, you got spanked by Green Bay.
I think the Raiders, a este punto, if they, the way they're using Darren Waller, yo creo que sí van a tener un chance de at least win their division. If Mahomes is out for that full 5 weeks.
Well, 5 weeks, yeah.
Three.
With I know they got a bye week late. It's like 12, I week 12 or something like that.
I think the Raiders could come in.
Yeah, because they didn't look something. Too bad.
Do they play each other without Mahomes? Ahí sería la prueba, entonces. Do they play each other soon?
Ese sí no sé.
Esa sería la prueba, entonces, a ver si pueden ellos tomar ventaja de eso.
Derek Carr tuvo a bad game. He had 293 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception.
With Darren Waller and Josh Jacobs, I mean, it's not que no tengan a nadie. They have a team. They just have to make it
but
work.
Aaron Rodgers,
No. Claro. Contra the Packers defense and Aaron Rodgers.
He had a perfect.
You had him up. Oh, I saw that number. I was mad.
I got Kirk Cousins. I got 56 points off Kirk Cousins, man. So trust me, I know.
Yeah. So, eso es una nota que vamos a tener que analizar durante estas próximas semanas, la salud de Mahomes.
Ray, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ray, wherever you are, Ray, I'm sorry, bro. That one looked like it hurt. Pero vamos a analizar un poquito de los equipos. Yo voy a nombrar 3 equipos y ustedes me dicen contender o pretender.
Dime.
El equipo San Francisco.
Pretender. Not because they're in my division, pero para mí no me han demostrado nada ofensiva, solamente defensiva.
Contenders. At the end of the day, defense wins games.
You can't put up points.
I know, pero
6-0, they basically got to go.
They got to go
like 3-7 to be out of the playoffs, basically.
Yeah,
I don't see that happening.
With our division, it's you're absolutely right because it's got the Seahawks, me, and the 49ers. Yeah,
they're contenders, man.
Numbers wise.
Who's the division that y'all playing? Who's the NFC West playing?
We play. It's Rams.
I know who you guys. We always play one division.
We play Saints. We play the Saints.
So you play
division.
The South. You play Carolina. You play. Yeah. All right. I mean. Tampa, they already played Tampa. I think San Francisco already beat Tampa. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
It would be the Saints.
I say
Minnesota.
Contender. I say they're going to be there probably. I don't know if they're going to win the division. They're going to be there at the end.
They will be there
I mean,
again.
That's a hard division, though, man.
Yeah, it is. This year.
This year.
All right. Next, Colts. Contender, pretender.
They're at the top of the AFC South.
Right, but I'm not talking about just to win a division because it could just be an easy division. I'm talking about to actually make some noise in the playoffs.
If Mahomes is out, then that's all they have. Kansas City. They already beat Houston.
What about New England?
I mean, we're not worried about New England.
New England is making it.
Contender to be a threat to get somewhere, I'm saying.
I mean, that would be the only contender that New England has would be the Colts. I mean, we know that New England's going to be on the left side. Who's going to be on the right? You have the Ravens, the Colts, and Kansas City.
All right. I got you. Minnesota.
I think Minnesota's contenders. Definitely.
Contenders.
Even though Adam Thielen is out, I think with Stephon Diggs and Dalvin Cook, which has over...
After these last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Contenders.
Yeah. Definitely.
Contenders for sure.
I was really impressed with Detroit, but the last 2 games bad for them. So I'm going to have to say that then Minnesota then steps up and contends against Green Bay for the battle.
I agree. I don't think that you should put Detroit out yet because Detroit does put numbers up.
Okay.
So you have to give them
their
that.
The defense stinks.
I mean, like the Lions, they're in a division con los Packers y los Vikings.
Exactly. Es el problema. Okay. Eso es el problema. Ellos no pueden avanzar porque están en una división.
Este año de NFC, it's tough.
You take Detroit out and put them in your division, pobrecitos.
Yeah.
You put them in, you know. In,
all right. I know they're going to win their division, but can Baltimore get to the promised land?
Yo creo que sí.
If their quarterback can stay healthy.
Right.
No, I mean, he's over 100 yards per game.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
He's
so,
fine. He's
no.
Great.
Ahora, ¿qué pasa? The games that he doesn't get over 100 yards, that they shut him down rushing, can he be a pocket quarterback and make
honestamente,
it happen?
The pick six to Russell Wilson is what messed the Seahawks up. They had all the momentum in ese partido, and that pick six, which was
around.
Your boy, you sent it to Baltimore. You were tired of him.
Yep.
Mr. Pick Six, Peters, right? It was Peters. Mm-hmm. And he got that. He gave that momentum. And then he's just incredible. Lamar Jackson just to find open space and get first down.
I mean,
keeps drives going. It's got to be
frustrating. That's like Michael Vick again, except right. Michael Vick could actually pass the ball.
Right. So that's crazy.
I think yo creo que Baltimore, it'll be Baltimore and New England if Mahomes is out for those five games.
All right, we got an assignment. Let's do an assignment for next week after next week's game. Después de la otra semana, ya estamos casi todos los equipos van a jugar ocho partidos ya.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna revisit our division winners and playoff things and see where we're at. Y también MVP candidates. That's the assignation for next week, okay?
All right.
All right. Vamos a los partidos de esta semana, entonces. Vamos a empezar con el del jueves. Redskins visitando a los Vikings en Minnesota. Prime time. Something's got to give. Kirk Cousins stinks in prime time y los Redskins stink even more. O sea, ¿cuál va a ser el que va a caer, entonces?
Yo digo que va a caer los Redskins. I mean, yes, Kirk Cousins has stunk in prime time, pero...
It's like most of the times because he was on the Redskins.
That's why. Por eso digo eso. So now that he's with the Vikings and he has this great chemistry with these receivers and they've been balling, it's going to be a good game to watch Kirk Cousins win against
the Redskins.
Dale. Well, I mean, no lo tengo que decir. Minnesota.
Yo también voy con Minnesota. Pienso que van a ganar el partido, pero pienso que va a ser un poco más apretado de que I think it's going to come down to the last drive, and a mistake by the Redskins is probably going to cost it. I think it's going to be a good game.
Wait.
Simplemente because it's a Thursday night game. You don't know if you know.
Espérate, tú dices que it's going to be a close game, and
I think it's going to be a close game.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be closer than
when people think that.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. How close? What's the number? Give me a number.
Something
like 17-20?
17-21, something like that. Algo así.
Wow, optimistic. I got you. All right. Okay.
I think our defense played all right on Sunday. I mean, it was against the rain. You said the rain was the biggest helping cause. Believe it or not, jugaron mejor sin Josh Norman.
Eso sí es verdad. Eso sí es verdad.
So maybe he's still out. So I give the Redskins a... fighter's chance to keep the game close, but definitely they're going to lose the game.
All right. Everybody with Minnesota.
Next.
Sunday, 1 p.m., los Cincinnati Bengals contra los Rams de Los Angeles.
Rams.
Drum the Rams. I got to go with the Rams.
Rams. Right, everybody guys. Go with the Rams.
Now that we're winning again, everybody wants to go with it.
Próximo.
Los Seattle Seahawks se van a Atlanta.
Oh, that's going to be Seahawks all day.
Yeah, Seahawks.
Are they going to fire
Matt Ryan is out.
Firing Quinn is going to be a...
Wait, Matt Ryan is out?
Yeah, he got hurt.
Oh, that's right. He did get hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt. So they don't know. I'm pretty sure they're going to sit him out this game. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Lose?
I'll go Seahawks.
We'll go Seahawks as well, too.
Dale?
Seahawks, I'm sorry.
Right. Next.
Los Philadelphia Eagles contra los Buffalo Bills.
Damn.
And they're playing in Buffalo. Yo creo Buffalo. Just because the Eagles are in our division, I need them to lose so we can have a good cushion.
I don't believe in Buffalo yet. So
why
I'm
not?
Go Eagles.
Why not?
I don't believe in
really?
Them. They beat the Dolphins and they struggled. They were down 14-6 at the half against Miami.
That's because Miami finally said we need to play this game at least and try to win something.
I mean, they always beat the Patriots.
Yeah, they almost beat the Patriots.
That's what, yeah. Before the Patriots started.
And they're second in their division.
Yeah.
The Patriots found their legs against the Redskins. Their offense was sucking before the Redskins.
I'm going to go with the Bills.
I'm going to go Eagles.
I'm going with the Bills.
All right. Sunday, 1 o'clock still. Los Chargers contra los Bears. They're playing in Chicago.
The Bears.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bears.
Really? I'm going to go with the Chargers. I'm going with the Chargers. I think that Phillip Rivers and Austin Eckler, because Eckler's not even a running back anymore. He's playing him as a receiver the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. He's faster than a lot of those corners. I mean, let's be real. Okay. I'm going to Chargers.
Next.
The Giants versus the Detroit Lions. They're playing in Detroit.
At Detroit?
In Detroit.
It's all Lions, I think. Lions, Leones.
Yeah, I think Lions would come out with the win.
Lions.
The New York Jets versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they're playing in Jacksonville.
The Jets and who? And the Jaguars?
And the Jags.
Jaguars. Mustache, man. Mustache still plays.
I'm gonna go
well.
With the Jets after this beating they took last night.
0-33. After that, you really think they're gonna come back and beat the Jaguars?
I mean, they beat us.
Hey, what happened to the Stash?
They beat the Cowboys.
The Stash. I mean, they won the game. They won the game. Got
what happened to all his hype?
He's still, look, hold on, wait, it's slowly coming down here. Didi Westbrook caught, what, 2 TDs? He did well.
Who did play? Cincinnati, right?
Was it Cincinnati?
They played some bad team, and they still struggled.
All picked the Jaguars last week, so no second who had them. It had to have been the Bengals or somebody.
All right, so I'll go.
Put me down for the Jets.
You going with the Jets? Okay.
Going with the Jets.
All right.
I go Jags.
Jags. Fat boy with the Jets.
Next.
No, Dolly?
I'm Jaguars. Jaguars okay. All day.
Arizona versus the Saints. Going with the Saints, man.
Yo, Arizona's frisky, man. Gets bad teams, I guess, but I don't know.
They beat Atlanta. Still looking good though,
they
man.
Beat Atlanta.
Bridgewater.
He's undefeated. He's undefeated.
It's that defense too. I'll go Saints. You're right.
Everybody with the Saints.
Tampa Bay versus the Titans in Tennessee. I go with the Titans.
I'm gonna go with the Bucks. I mean, the Tannehills.
Are both quarterbacks
like,
gonna be benched?
Did they bench Winston? They're coming off a bye week, right?
Mariota's benched.
Tannehill won the game.
That would have been ironic if both picks, the top two picks from the 2015 draft, would have been benched when they went to go see each other.
That Matt, you funny. Still want to go with Tennessee? You sure?
I still want to go
I'm
with
going
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Write me down Tennessee.
Okay.
Tennessee.
The next game is the Broncos versus the Colts. I go with the Colts.
I think the Colts. The Colts, man, I'm telling you, they're contenders, brother. I'm
Colts.
Telling you.
They're the sleeper team right now.
They're
right under the radar.
They have a really good receiver on both ends, left and right. As long as T.Y. Hilton, which is normally injury prone throughout the year, as long as he can stay healthy, he should be fine.
He'll be all right.
And they still have Marlon Mack.
Andrew Luck saw that? What's his name is better than him? That's why he retired.
I don't think he's getting killed
from the line like Andrew Luck was.
I mean, they have to beefed up the line a little bit, you know. Another thing is Brissett also runs a little bit better than Andrew Luck.
Right.
That's probably the
and
only
Luck,
plus.
What he wanted is said he didn't want to do the rehab process anymore. He said that's what killed him.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, next.
Carolina versus the undefeated 49ers in San Francisco.
Against who?
Carolina, San Francisco.
The Panthers.
I want to go with the Panthers. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm thinking the 49ers are going to pull it off.
Nah.
7-0, Niners.
They can't score. They're not going to be able to score.
Niners.
They can't score against 2 inches of rain. It's going to be sunny out there in California. I'm going to go 49ers.
49. All right. I'm going with the Panthers.
4 o'clock game. The Cleveland Browns versus the Patriots. Go with the Patriots.
Yo, Cleveland's been up and down all year.
So they have one good game and then mop, right back down.
But it ain't going to be up this time.
Nope.
New England. Sorry. That defense. That defense
is serious.
Is for real. They're mean. You see what Bill Belichick did yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
what happened with, did you talk about the call at the end of the game?
No. Oh. Bill Belichick, ellos estaban, I think it was at the.
It's like, fourth down.
Fourth
they were
down,
punting.
They're punting, and they're like midway. So what he does, he takes a delay of game, and then the Jets decline it.
Yeah.
Then it's a false start, and the Jets decline it again.
On
false
purpose.
Start, and all you see is Belichick just laughing.
Like, damn it. If they do a third time, he was going to get a personal foul, an unsportsmanlike conduct for doing it three times in a row. But that's funny. So we're all going Patriots, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. next game, the Raiders contra los Houston Texans.
Oh, that's a good game.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Oakland. We'll go with Oakland on that one.
Nah, Deshaun, bounce back. We got to bounce back from that miserable performance.
That's because you have him on your fantasy. Oakland all day.
Yeah, one of my other fantasies, yeah.
Oakland all day.
Sunday night football, the Green Bay Packers versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
Say Packers. Packers, Packers,
they're
going
to win it from Mahomes?
Aaron Rodgers, brother. ¿Qué más tienen que tener? Tienen a Aaron Rodgers. Sí, no tienen a Devontae Adams, pero tienen a MVS. Tienen a Geronimo Allison. You have Jamal Williams running in the backfield along with Aaron Jones.
I still go to the Chiefs.
What more do you need?
I don't think the second string
quarterback at the Kansas City can outplay Aaron Rodgers. Not this game. I don't care if they have Tyreek Hill and all this other stuff.
Go Packers.
But
y'all going Packers? I'm going with the Chiefs.
All right.
I'm going with the Chiefs. Monday night game, a boring game. The Dolphins versus the Steelers.
Oh, snap.
Wait, are they getting Rudolph back?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah. He's practicing at least.
If they get Rudolph back, then I definitely will go with the Pittsburgh.
You're going to go...
I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh.
Dolphins, if they didn't have Rudolph,
yeah.
You just go Dolphins just
yeah.
for
yeah.
Do
Fitzpatrick
it.
Was doing. Fitzpatrick was doing very well.
I'll go with Miami.
If Miami wins, I'm buy lunch next time.
I'll go with Miami then. I'm going with Miami. I'm with Miami too. I'm with Miami. All
right, go ahead.
We'll split the
y'all about to bring me lunch. Y'all about to bring me lunch.
All right.
I think this is going to be the first win.
I think so, too.
I know that Pittsburgh has
now
a defense.
Now it gives us a reason to watch the Monday night game.
Free food.
Is it all? That's all?
That's it.
Well, let me let you know what happened last week. Ray actually won last week with 11 wins.
What?
Yeah, with 11 wins.
11.
Ray.
11. Ray. He picked Arizona. We all picked New York. He picked the Colts. You're the only you and Fats picked Houston, and you guys picked the Falcons, and we went with the. No, I'm sorry, he went there. We picked the Falcons, and what's the other game that he won that was over us? Saints, Bears, blah blah. I think that was it. And everybody lost against the Broncos. I went with Kansas City, and then Fats won 6, Juan won 6, and I won 9.
Wow.
We had a bad week.
Yeah.
Bad week.
All right, pues ahí entonces está. We went a little Spanglish today, but it's okay. La gente Spanglish. La gente lo entiende. Saludo a la gente que escucha de diferentes partes del mundo. Estamos aquí siempre, todas las semanas. @ El Poderoso DC for me.
Mr. Dale One on Instagram, Snapchat, the whole thing. Also follow us on El Touchdown Show on Twitter, por favor.
El Touchdown Show, @ El Touchdown Show. Y a mí me pueden seguir en Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, @ The Real DJ Fatboy.
All right. Que tengan buena semana. Que ojalá que los Nats ganen la Serie Mundial.
Let's go, Nats.
Y we're going to be doing a parade, probably.
Bring some home in DC.
There is some hope in DC. Nos vemos.